I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is 8:37 on WMAL where Washington comes to talk. Yeah, it's Tuesday morning. You know what that means? We're joined by Larry Kudlow. Larry, good morning.
Morning, Mary.
So let's start off talking about something so happy, and we broke a record. The national debt has now hit $20 trillion. Woohoo! Yay! So now what?
Yawn. And more yawning.
Have you given up caring about the debt now?
I never really cared about the debt. As long as the economy was growing at 3 or 4%, because then the debt burden, as a share of GDP, comes down. Mm-hmm. Other than that, no, I mean, debt by itself, I don't know. Debt to GDP was about 30-35% in the 70s when long-term interest rates went to 12-15%. And the publicly held debt to GDP today or recently is a little over 70%, right? So twice as much, more than twice as much. And long-term treasuries are 2%. So I never figured the debt obsession. I think the goal, and the only way you will lower debt burdens, is to grow the economy at a rapid rate, like JFK's tax cuts did in the 60s and Ronald Reagan's tax cuts did in the 80s and 90s. That's the way to deal with debt. Other than that, I could care less. Give me a 15% corporate tax rate. Give me repatriation. Give me business expensing. Give me double the standard deduction. And I will give you a 3 to 4% economy. How's that?
That sounds pretty good. I like that. Well, let me ask you one last on the debt ceiling. There's conversation that Chuck Schumer and President Trump are discussing maybe getting rid of the debt ceiling entirely, that vote that they have to take every couple months. Would you be in favor of that?
I might. I actually might, because I've never believed that negotiations, quote unquote, around the debt ceiling were the proper place to deal with spending reforms. The way to deal with spending reforms is through budget resolutions. You know, Mick Mulvaney and the White House has a very good budget, okay? Lots of cuts of extraneous, inefficient programs and some re-priorities. I hope that Congress pays attention to that. That's the way to deal with that, not through the debt ceiling. Listen, debt, if you're going to obligate and appropriate spending programs, whether it's defense or non-defense, You can't pass that and then come back 3, 4, 5 months later and say, well, we're not going to be able to raise the money to fund them. I mean, I always felt that was real stupid.
Right.
And the threat of actually not raising the debt ceiling, that is a problem for credit markets. I mean, that's the U.S. Credit rating up for grabs. So I just think it was dumb. I mean, look, right now in particular, let's get the president's tax cut and reform plan through. I don't care about the debt. I care about growth and jobs and wages and, you know, people living in the industrial rust belt, et cetera, et cetera.
You went to the White House on Friday. What happened in that meeting?
Well, I had lots of meetings, the Treasury and the White House. Lots of meetings. Very informative, very helpful. They're seeking my advice. I'm seeking their advice. And they're rolling. I can just tell you, on taxes in particular, that's what everyone is saying. And they're looking at other things. I mean, they have several Federal Reserve appointments coming up. There's some discussions about that, and there are discussions about presidential themes. But I would look for and I would expect to see President Trump out on the hustings, constantly in the next 3 months. That's why he made the Schumer deal. Get that stuff out of the way, you know, and get the hurricane money in as quick as possible, and now focus 100% on tax cuts. So I expect to see the president out there with rallies to his base in states where Democratic senators may have trouble because it was Trump states. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if you had a presidential speech address to the nation from the Oval Office before this is all said and done. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
It wouldn't surprise you because somebody at the White House suggested it's happening?
Well, I don't know. I know somebody outside the White House suggested this happen.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, let me ask. I figured that's who you
meant. Several times, including a visit with the president a few weeks ago. I think he's up for it. Look, anybody, I heard this during the campaign. Okay, I worked on the tax cut plan with Stephen Mnuchin and Stephen Moore and Steve Miller and lots of other people.
Yes.
That is still the basic document for the Trump tax cutting ideas. And he never let us down. He never gave up on it. People said he wasn't going to push it. He was just saying it. Oh, Larry, you're getting sucked in. Blah. I'm not. From day one, that's what Trump wants, to boost the economy. Here's two ways to think of tax reform. Two numbers, real simple. I know you guys like to boil this down. 3% and 15%. Mm-hmm. What is that? 3% growth, which pays for the whole exercise, and 15% corporate tax rate, which will bring everybody investing into America and will stop our companies from leaving. 3 and 15. Trump keeps saying it. Mnuchin keeps saying it.
Yes.
I keep saying it. Now let's do it.
Well, they're on their way. They're meeting today. Gary Cohn and Steve Mnuchin are off to Congress, and then you've got the president having a bipartisan dinner tonight to push this very issue. Larry Kudlow, thanks very much for your update here.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Sir. Talk to you next week. 8:43.